This is Ozarks at Large, and it is the first day of November. Plenty of big movies that might have Oscar considerations attached to them are coming out this month. Wayne Bell, who writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com, came in this week to talk about some of those movies and other entertainment options that will be greeting us in the next month. I began our conversation, though, by asking him about the movie Argo, which he had just recently seen.
I mean, it's always hard to tell at this point in the year, but it'd be really hard to think that it's not going to be a considerable threat, if not win. It's that good, and I would encourage everybody who hasn't seen it to go see it. And it's been growing in word of mouth, so it's well worth the price of admission.
Not that often that an Oscar contender of this merit is out before December, let alone before November.
That's true. But, you know, the past few years, The Hurt Locker, No Country for Old Men, when they upped the date of the ceremony, it forced them to start coming out earlier and earlier in the year. So I think Argo, it may be a scenario in a few months where we're talking about how it came out strong and then everything else just kind of fell aside. That's what happened with The Departed. I mean,
yeah.
So we'll see.
High recommendations. Okay, let's talk about November. What can we look forward to?
Well, on the evening of the 1st, you have the Country Music Association Awards. Mm-hmm. So you can continue to reward men and their contributions to country music and negate women to one category and, you know, that sort of thing. And then on the 2nd, Flight comes out with Denzel Washington.
And I have seen commercials and previews for this, and I'm not quite sure what this movie...
From what I understand, he lands a plane that is going through, I don't know if it's a weather-related incident or something.
Mechanical.
Yeah, and it catches on fire or whatever, and he lands it. And then they find out later that he allegedly had been drinking before he did it, which, you know, he landed it, but he also might have been drunk. So
it's
supposed to be a really great performance by Denzel Washington. On the 9th, Lincoln comes out.
Steven Spielberg directed, script by Tony Kushner, who, of course, is known for Angels in America.
And then it has two-time Oscar winners, Daniel Day-Lewis and Sally Field, and Oscar winner Tommy Lee Jones. And, I mean, it's got everything.
Doris Kearns Goodwin provided help with the script, so...
Yeah, that could be a real interesting contender. And from the early word I've heard, Spielberg is kind of understated with this. It's not War Horse,
right?
You know, it's supposed to be kind of... his legacy film. So it'll be interesting to see what comes out of that.
And that
Skyfall also comes out on the 9th, which is the new James Bond movie.
Right.
And it's been doing really big overseas. It hasn't even hit here yet, but it's supposed to be really great if you're a fan of the franchise. And the DVD of The Amazing Spider-Man comes out at that same time if you're dying for some summer fare that's passed. On the 13th, Christina Aguilera and Green Day both come out with new music. So one of those should do pretty well. I would assume Green Day. On the 16th, Anna Karenina with Keira Knightley comes out.
Right.
So we know what's going to be up for best costume and set.
Best set, right.
And then people, why didn't it get up for anything else? Well, that's what it is. And the Twilight Saga Part 2 comes out.
Okay, this is the second or third movie of the franchise to come out.
I think this is the fourth.
This is the fourth. Okay.
I think they've had 1, 2, 3, part one and 3, part two.
And this is, and then that's it?
From what
this
I
is
understand.
The conclusion. Okay.
I'll be devastated, never seen them. On the 21st, Life of Pi.
Ang Lee directs this award-winning bestseller.
Yeah, based on an award-winning book. And when we went to see Argo the other day, my other half turned to me and said, that's your visual effects winner, because the trailer is just ridiculous. You know, it's just so beautiful. And Silver Linings Playbook comes out that day as well. And that's probably with Argo and Lincoln, your three front runners at this point for Best Picture. It's directed by the same director who did The Fighter and David O. Russell. Mm-hmm. So it's got Jennifer Lawrence, who's got to be the favorite for Best Actress this year, especially with Hunger Games 2, Bradley Cooper, Robert De Niro. So it's pretty stacked. On the 23rd, Hitchcock comes out.
Right. And this is in addition to The Girl, which is right now on HBO. But this is a different film about Hitchcock.
And isn't Who's playing on The Girl, Hitchcock?
Toby Smart, is that his name?
Something like that. And yes. He's the same one who got Capote after Capote came out.
Right.
So this man just keeps going along. You know what's next? It's going to be him as Abraham Lincoln in an HBO movie. It's
but not like, Hunting Vampires.
So, yeah, that comes out, and that looks rather lighthearted. And Rust and Bone comes out that day, too, which was a big winner at Cannes earlier this year with Marion Cotillard.
Right.
It's supposed to be amazing. And then towards the end of the month, Grace Coddington, the editor at Vogue, comes out with her memoir, and Alicia Keys comes out with Girl on Fire, which is... I think her fifth album, and so that should do well.
The single is already out.
Right, and that rounds out the month, other than a couple of other DVDs that will be coming out this month, like Men in Black 3 and Brave and Savages.
Savages, the one with John Travolta. That's sort of
terrible,
right.
Yeah.
It's a big month for movies. This is when...
Like I said, I think Argo and Lincoln and Silver Linings Playbook, those are your three big front runners. Life of Pi might make it in there. And then other than that, you've got a few others that we're waiting on. The big one is Les Mis. Everyone's waiting to see if that stacks up. And also The Hobbit, Peter Jackson's new 14th version of the Lord of the Rings or whatever. Right. So,
well, this isn't part of the trilogy.
Does
right?
it
this
have is, Elijah Wood in it? Yes.
This is the prequel. This was or not the prequel. This was the first book.
Right.
And, right.
So you know those are things that are going to come up, and then you'll have some fare from the summer that might appear, like Beasts of the Southern Wild and some other movies. But yeah, November's your bulk month.
All right. Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club for Fayetteville.com. Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.